10 of Life's Common Concerns. This booklet addresses some of life's common concerns from a Buddhist perspective. First, facing poverty and wealth. We are all human beings, but why are some of us wealthy and others poor? Moreover, how do we determine what is poverty and what is wealth? Some of us live in beautiful mansions with the best of material comforts. Others toil their whole lives, yet they can barely provide enough to feed their families. Why? In short, this is all because of the fruit or outcome of our wholesome and unwholesome karma accumulated from our previous lives. Concerning the wealthy and the poor, the rich may not have to worry about where their next meal is coming from, but they can be equally distressed by problematic human affairs. For those who are poor, even though each day is difficult, they still manage to go through each day. Without money, they can still stand tall and have peace of mind. This speaks to the Chinese expression, being poor without being poor in aspirations. In other words, wealth and poverty do not constitute the absolute condition for happiness in life. From the Buddhist perspective, wealth and poverty do not determine the nobility of one's character. Take the example of washing a soiled object with water. Before and after the washing, it is still the same object. This implies that the decades of our lives are like an elusive dream, a reflection on a water bubble. What is poverty, wealth, misery, and happiness solely depends on our inner experience and perception. Therefore, some find enjoyment in the simplest of foods, while others, with wealth rivaling that of a nation's, can still be full of worry, distress, and mental afflictions. On a deeper level, if our heart contains the entire universe, even if we have no place to stand, we can still experience the greatest sense of wealth and contentment. The life of the Buddha is the best illustration of this. He was just as happy with a simple robe as he was with a royal garment. He enjoyed the food that he collected from his alms rounds as much as the food that was offered to him when he was the guest of honor. He could sleep under a tree and yet was equally at ease in a royal palace. Sometimes he lived in solitude, and at other times he lived in the company of his followers and bhikkhus. The Buddha was always at ease with his circumstances. The distinctions of rich and poor, coarse and fine, or fame and rejection had no bearing on his inner peace. This is the Buddha's greatest wealth. The great contemporary monk, Hong Yi, also led a life of equanimity. He never complained about anything. He lived a simple life of little want and great contentment. Whether it was a worn-out handkerchief, a simple plate of pickled vegetables, or a Spartan bed, he was equally appreciative. Many thought he must be miserable given his meager subsistence, but Venerable Hong Yi truly enjoyed what he had. One day, the famous scholar, Xie Mianzong, visited him while he was finishing his lunch of rice and pickled vegetables. The Venerable showed such delight that Xie Mianzong exclaimed, "Only someone wise, like the Venerable, can truly relish such simplicity." There was once a wealthy business tycoon who lived in a luxury high-rise. He had a friend who, even though he worked hard, had little money. He was quite happy, however, for he had a loving wife who adored him and greatly appreciated his efforts to provide for their family. Although the wealthy man was very successful, he was frequently distressed by the constant obligatory socializing that his business deals called for, as well as the relentless struggle to maintain power and fame. He was quite envious of his friend's simple lifestyle and loving relationship. He thought, "Why am I so wealthy and yet so unhappy? My friend may be poor, but he and his wife seem so happy. What is their secret?" One day someone told him, "Do you want to sell them your misery? Just give them $200,000. They will become miserable in no time." He was tickled with the suggestion and decided to give his poor friend $200,000, a small fraction of what he had. The poor couple was ecstatic. They thought the money was the best thing that could happen to them. When night fell, they began to worry about how to safeguard their newfound wealth. Should they put it in the drawer? Someone might steal it. How about under the mattress? That did not sound like such a good hiding place. Worried about their fortune, they hardly got a wink of sleep that night. After a few days, they began to argue how to best use the money. The wife wanted to do one thing, while the husband wanted to do something different. Their fighting almost destroyed their marriage. Upon reflection, they realized that all their problems started the day they were given the money, and so they decided to return the money to their wealthy friend. This is, of course, a parable, but there is a valuable lesson here. Wealth and fame sometimes can also increase mental afflictions and endanger life. Historically, one of Confucius's students, Yan Hui, was said to have lived a life consisting of a bowl of rice, a gourd of drink, and an abode on a humble lane. Many could not tolerate such subsistence, yet Yan Hui would not change his life for joy one bit. One of Buddha's disciples, Mahaka Zhapa, practiced a life of poverty and often spent his nights by tombstones without much of a thought. All of these examples simply explain that wealth cannot be measured by the amount of money that one has. It is one thing to be poor in a monetary sense, it is quite another to be lacking spiritually. The store of treasure within our hearts and minds is inexhaustible. The question is whether we are willing to uncover it. If we are willing to mine and uncover our treasure within, then we are wealthy in the truest sense of the word.